lot of times when people first start making a green juice, they tend to make the mistake of putting a lot of sweet things in there, things like beets and carrots and apples, because they want to kind of make the juice taste good. And the thing about those things is they will, those things are so sweet, they have so much sugar in them that when you remove the fiber, it's too much of a hit of sugar into your bloodstream too quickly. There's no fiber to slow down that absorption of sugar. So if you are using beet or carrot or apple, the reason you're using it is just to make the juice taste a little bit better, and you don't want to use much. You want to use just a small amount and use other things, something like celery or cucumbers. Cucumbers are amazing to cut that bitterness of the greens, and they don't have sugar in them.
And sometimes what we've talked about in the detox a few times, Nadia, is rather than go for sweet in a juice, go for spicy or savory.
Right, exactly. You
know, I put cayenne pepper in my juices and turmeric and things like that. So my juices are usually celery, cucumber, lemon, ginger, maybe a little bit of spinach, some mint, and then I'll put some cayenne pepper or some garlic in there. And rather than go for the sweet taste, you're going for more like or basil. It almost becomes like a gazpacho or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many ways to play with green juices. Look at everything that's available to you in the produce department or in the farmer's market or in your own garden, and make up different combinations. Just have it be mostly greens, like it says on the slide there, 60 to 70% greens, or all greens if that's what you can do. If you need to have something else other than greens, then just have that be a very small amount.
Awesome. Let's talk about some action steps for this week, because we're coming to the end of the hour, and I want to try to wrap it up within an hour. I know we're getting lots of questions. We will be able to answer those questions in the members area. Our whole customer service team, including Dan and Nadia and Shan, are going to help out too to answer as many questions as we can. But this is just such an important class content-wise. I want to make sure we can get it all in. But let's talk about some action steps for this week. As I mentioned, the most important part of this class is the action steps, because when the class is over, regardless of how much weight you have or have not lost, if you continue to have developed these action steps as habits, you will get to a place where the inflammation goes away, the stress goes away, the insulin and leptin resistance go away, your body becomes more efficient at burning fat, you have more energy, your digestion improves, you have more ability to nourish your body, and the weight starts to fall off. It may happen immediately for some people, which is great. It may take months and months and months, but the key is the action steps. The information is there to support and motivate you, but the key to success is the action steps. And we're going to build on the action steps each week. So we had some action steps from last week, which we're going to review. And they're suggested. You do what you can do, and don't freak out if you can't do it. Pick what works for you. But here's some suggested action steps for this week. Number one, drink a green juice, as we just talked about. If you can drink a green juice in the morning or the afternoon, or preferably both, that would be fabulous. You'll feel a difference very, very quickly. If you can take digestive enzymes with meals every once in a while, maybe when you're home, you keep it at home. Don't necessarily want you to carry them around with you wherever you go, but have them with your meals when you're home. That would be great. This week's visualization is the digestion visualization. It's where you use your mind and you're in it to direct energy into your digestion and heal your digestion, heal the bacteria, heal the enzymes, get everything working well. You're using your mind to strengthen your body. And as we're going to talk about in the last class, we have no idea how powerful our minds are. We're just scraping the surface. So you can use your mind right here, right now, to heal your digestion. Then last week's steps that we talked about, we're just going to review those. Listening to the evening visualization if you can at night. Doing a morning visualization. So the morning visualization I suggest you do listen to is the digestion one we just talked about. We talked about taking probiotics already, drinking lots of water, eating a good breakfast when you can, and eating lots of real foods and snacks during the day to keep your blood sugar stable that are comprised of real foods, such as the ones in our recipe book and the ones we talk about. So that's it for now. We will have a question and answer session in exactly 47 hours from now, where you can call in and talk to me, and I will be able to answer any of the questions that you have. In the meantime, Nadia, thank you so much for joining us this week. I love your information. I love your input. I love having you on our team and helping us so much. So thank you. Thank you very much for coming.
It's my pleasure, John. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, and thanks for everyone else. Thanks to Cheyenne and Dan and our customer service team, and to all of you. And we will be back, as I said, in 47 hours. And then we'll have another class in a week from now talking about what I also consider is one of the most important components to sustainable weight loss, is working through the mental and emotional considerations of stress, emotional trauma, and emotional issues. We will be talking about that in detail next week. So have a great week. I hope to talk to you in our class in 2 days, if not, in the chat area, and we'll speak to you real soon. Enjoy, and that's it. Thanks again. Take care.